When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Intuition is a super powerful thing, and as you level up in doing skill building, practicing your craft, more and more things become an intuition. Your intuition gets fed by all of the practice and all of the heuristics, all of the failing, all of the the learning from failing that you've done over the however much time you spent doing this thing. So, and the thing I say to my students all the time is, like, when you get on a bike, you don't say, where do my feet go? What happens now? You just know. It just feels like a perfectly natural thing to do. And the problem that comes out of that sometimes is that learning how to unpack that to make it understandable to somebody else can be super challenging, right? Something that Campbell talked about in one of his lectures was, Joseph Campbell, I should say, is like, try to describe the sensation of skiing to somebody who's never done it before, right? It becomes super difficult, and you have to start using metaphor, and you have to start using like poetic language to sort of like get somebody to like meet you halfway. And then, of course, when they have the experience of doing it, it's a different thing altogether, right? Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, I think that one of the things that makes teaching arts very challenging, or very not frightening, but a dubious endeavor. Maybe it seems like a little bit bigger than it should be. Is this idea of like you have to be super articulate at explaining what it is that you're doing, right? I've had friends say that, I'm one of those people who just know how to do it, but they don't know how to talk about what they know. And that's, that's real. That's reasonable. Although I do think that being able to talk about and unpack what you do is it's an acquirable skill. It's not something that is just magically bestowed upon. This is something I've got a real chip on my shoulder as of 2020, is this idea of like being a wizard at something. Well, maybe to use a fictional character, not talking about the author, but just talk about the fictional character. Hermione Granger was a wizard, right? Hermione didn't just get those powers. Hermione studied like crazy, right? I think that these skills are acquirable. So how do you do it, right? It's a toughie, but stopping and asking yourself, what was it that made you feel so electric about this stuff in the first place? Don't ask yourself, what is the ABCs of what you do, right? From somebody else's perspective, ask yourself, like, what is it that excites you about making this stuff? The stuff that you make, the art that you make. What is the part of it that makes you feel like you get completely immersed and lost in it? Okay, well, what's happening there? Don't even go so far as to ask yourself what's happening there that's making you get lost in it, but just like stop and ask yourself what's happening in those moments. What are the things you see and feel and know? And that could become the starting point of being able to unpack your work, to be able to make it transmissible, to make it into something that you can like teach to somebody else, right? And it becomes a lot less daunting. Daunting, that was the word I was looking for earlier on. I was looking for the word daunting, the thing that talks you out of doing it, right? And just like any skill, like the first things you drew were kind of crude, and they were based on a lot of assumptions that you were making based on things that you found appealing, right? A lot of us start out by copying somebody else and inferring what that other person was doing when they were doing the thing. So that's all to say, like, your early work is less skilled. Your first teaching work will be less skilled, but it's going to be something. It's going to have something to it, just like your early work, even as crude as it might be. You can see that there's something in there, that there's something that the artist was excited when they were doing it, right? How does that expression go? It's like people won't remember what you say, they'll remember how you made them feel, right? So getting in touch with that part of the business of the making of the thing that gets you excited. The story that I'll tell to close this out very quickly was when I was first beginning as a teaching artist, I had a lesson plan that was largely based on having read Scott McCloud's Understanding Comics and really talking about space equals time. That was like the central idea. And I kept saying over and over again, this is the ABCs of comics. If you understand space equals time, then you can understand virtually everything else there is to know about comics. Whoa, that's a big promise, isn't it? Way to go, Jersey. But the person I was training under, my sort of Jedi master to who taught me, who got me started as a teaching artist, had the presence of mind to ask me, is that what got you first excited about making comics? Was the whole space-time relationship, like size relationships in comics and how it relates to the expression of momentum and rhythm? I was like, well, no. When I was a kid, what excited me about it was just like the different characters and how I could just draw them in different ways and we could guess different things about them. She's like, well, maybe that's the place you should start. Maybe start with characters. Ask yourself what got you excited about characters and drawing them when you were a kid and writing about them when you were a kid. And maybe build your first lesson plans out of that. And by golly, was she right. And in doing that, doing that exercise of sort of combing and plumbing my own personal experience with my relationship with this art and building a lesson plan to help other people, beginners, find that same path, not the same path, a similar path, I should say, find their own path from the same sort of, instigating event. It allowed me to find a whole bunch of other paths that I've found along my own journey into comics of like different things that excited me about it. So you don't have to show up with a lot of fantastic articulation. I would even argue that I am not the most articulate person in the entire world about this. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I've, a piece of language I've adopted recently is that I do a lot of what I like to call intellectual tumbling, sort of me sounding out ideas really rapidly on the fly and trying to get to someplace. I mean, that's what Thunder Punch Daily itself is, multi-year exercise in that kind of intellectual tumbling. It's like figuring out aloud while I'm, listening to myself talk while I'm also processing the ideas that I'm trying to get to. So the point is that I think one of the things that stopped me initially when I was, first presented with the idea of teaching comics classes was that I'm not a brilliant orator. Well, don't be, come in, be clumsy, be crude, just like you were when you were first starting your art. But try to come at it from the sense of earnest excitement about what excites you about the stuff. What is it that makes you show up to make that art over and over again? And start by transmitting that. And then you'll get to the nitty-gritty stuff. And the curiosity of your students will also help you get to the nitty-gritty of that stuff. And maybe they'll dig into this deeper in future episodes because I got to wrap this up. Letting their curiosity lead you to deeper investigation on your own. Okay. I'm done. So this is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, where me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger are challenging ourselves over the month of November to check in with an audio journal about your art. The theme I'm choosing this year is talking about teaching arts. Trying to get you excited about the idea of being a teaching artist, but then also sharing the experience of being a teaching artist and sharing some tips and guides and other kinds of thinking strategies that I've developed over the years doing this thing for 13 years now. Find out more at artsoundoff.com if you want to play along. You can also follow the ArtSoundOff hashtag on social media to find out who else has been contributing to this challenge. So, I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember everybody.
Today we learned about the value of trying, even when the odds are against you. Sometimes when people around us aren't playing by the rules or the job seems too big, it's easy to become discouraged. That's when you really have to stick with it and keep trying, because that's how winners are born. So whether you're playing a game or doing your schoolwork, no matter how far behind you think you are, don't give up. Remember, you can't win if you don't try. See you next time.